Gerald Engelhardt was busy in early June of last year. In just 1 week, the 30-year-old racked up numerous charges during a one-man crime spree in Wawa. On Thursday, he pleaded guilty to 12 offenses, 9 of which occurred between June 2 and 9 in the community north of Sault Ste. Marie. During that time, he went after a woman with a piece of wood, pilfered items from Canadian Tire, was found with a stolen electronic bike, which had been damaged, and struggled with a police officer. Engelhardt was convicted of assault with a weapon, theft, possession of stolen property, mischief, resisting police, and 4 counts of breaching probation and release orders. He also was found guilty of 3 further breaches stemming from July 27 to October 24 incidents, as well as one that occurred on February 19 of this year. Ontario Court Justice Romuald Kwolek heard Ontario Provincial Police received a call at 6:20 p.m. on June 2 about a woman being threatened at her home. TH's complainant and another person had given Engelhardt a ride earlier in the day. He returned to her residence looking for his wallet, prosecutor Blair Hagen said. When he couldn't find it, he got into a verbal altercation with the man. Engelhardt then picked up a piece of a 2x4, threatened the woman with it, but didn't make contact, the Crown said. On June 6, Canadian Tire employees spotted him concealing merchandise under a dark-colored overcoat. The theft also was captured on video. 2 days later, Engelhardt was found on Churchill Avenue with an electronic bike and various tools that been reported stolen. The bike appeared to be damaged, Hagen told the court. He was arrested that evening in connection with the 3 incidents and released on bail on June 9 with conditions that included no contact with 4 people. That same day, less than an hour after he had been released from custody, police were contacted by a woman when he showed up at her Churchill Avenue residence. It was 5:06 p.m. He had been released at 4:27 p.m. When officers arrived, Engelhardt had fled to an apartment complex and concealed himself in the attic area. He was arrested at 5:15 p.m. and resisted as an officer was trying to handcuff him. Hagen and the defense jointly recommended that Engelhardt, who has a criminal record, be sentenced to 6 months jail, followed by 2 years probation. Walker said his client has a drug problem, and but for that, this is a road he probably would not have been on. When he imposed sentence, Kwolek noted the man's record as fairly recent, starts with a conditional sentence in 2020, and has convictions in 2021 and 2022, including resisting police and possession of a firearm. You got yourself involved in a number of criminal offenses in a short time last June, he told Engelhardt. You certainly acquired a lengthy record and have spent short periods in custody. Kwolek called the number and nature of the charges the accused faced aggravating. His guilty pleas are mitigating and saved court time, the judge said. With the 32-day credit he received for his pre-sentence custody, Engelhardt faces a further 148 days behind bars. During his 24-month probation, he can have no contact with 2 individuals, can't go to Canadian Tire and must take any recommended assessment, counseling and rehabilitative programs for his substance abuse issues. Engelhardt is prohibited from possessing weapons for 5 years and must provide a DNA sample for the National Registry.